Hello and welcome everyone on EmacsConf 2023. I'm Andrew Tropin. I work on operating systems and programming languages. And today we discuss Lisps, Schemes, REPLs, interactive development, and how to make your own cozy development environment. Let's start from interactive development. Lisps are famous for nice interactive development experience. They have REPLs. Emacs Lisp has its own Lisp machine and a lot of cool IDE with different functionality is already here and providing very nice and pleasant experience. The question is it enough? In most cases, yes, but for some languages, we have some white spaces, some missing pieces. And for example, in Scheme world, we already have a few tools. We have REPL, we have integration for REPL in Emacs, but is it enough? Let's see. We know that Emacs is very good for Lisps, and REPL, Lisp, and Emacs should be a perfect setup. But let's see how REPL basically works. It's an event loop which do like three things. It reads an expression, it evaluates the expression, and it prints the result. We can take a simple expression input into the REPL and evaluate it and see the result. Very nice, very convenient. You can experiment and see immediately what is happening. You can even run a long running process which do something. You can interrupt it and everything will be okay. But the problem appears when you start to develop a bigger project. And in most cases, you don't do your whole development in the REPL. You do only a small part of it. In most cases, you just write the source code in text files. And after that, you run those snippets of codes from those text files or run the whole project. And it's not very convenient to copy and paste every time the snippets of code to the REPL, see the result, and modify the snippet of code, copy it again, and so on. So people invented some integration between REPL and your text editor. So you can evaluate expressions inside your text editor and see the result here. Works good so far, but what happens if we run a long lasting loop, which do a lot of operations? And as you can see here with a simple example, the output of the function, stdout of the function, is presented here, and the resulting value is here. If you run a long running process, we don't see anything happening. And you see there's a watch instead of my cursor. Maybe you don't see it, but nothing actually happens, to at least from the point of view of the user. But if we interrupt the evaluation, we will see that some process in the background was launched, but we didn't see anything. Because the REPL is a single-threaded blocking process, which reads std in and prints to std out, make the integration between the REPL and your text editor is not an easy task. And even if you do it, you have a lot of downsides, usually. First of all, the process is not interruptible. If you have a remote process which listens on the socket to which you connect from your development environment, and you run some infinite loop, for example, you can't interrupt it, because interruption done via signals, and signals to remote processes are not usually the thing in such integrations. Output is also not interactive. Usually, for example, here you can see when I evaluate the expression, the output captured on the evaluation side, and after that, after the whole evaluation of the whole expression finished, I get the result, all the std out at at once. And if I run the process which evaluates for 5 seconds, I will see the first signs of the life only after 5 seconds of evaluation. Okay. What else? When you do such integrations, you have no protocol. You have just stdin and stdout, and you print to stdin from your text editor, and you read from stdout of the process. And it's hard to tell if evaluation is finished, if it requires stdin, and how to extend the REPL to make it more featureful, and so on. And also, such integrations usually not very scalable. For example, if you want to have a completion, here, if you want to have a completion, you type something, you have the completion. Cool. But if you run the process and at the same time try to have a completion, you don't have it. Because the evaluation is in progress and you can't calculate the completion candidates at the same time. To make it more obvious, I will start a completion here. You see the completion pop-ups. I start the evaluation process, and when I try to complete something, the evaluation is freezes and there is no completion. Not very convenient. Usually you have some long running processes and you want them to continue while you have your go to definition, completion and other things. So overall, those issues make it quite inconvenient to integrate REPL in text editors or development environments. So you need something else to make the work comfortable. And there is already a solution called nREPL. It's asynchronous protocol which allows to send operations to the server and receive responses in asynchronous manner. And here's a simple example of a few operations. First one is cloning the existing session, and as a response you will get a new session. Also, you send the evaluation request with code that you want to evaluate, and you get two responses. First one says that output is captured and it's equal to high / n, and after that you receive an evaluation completed the value of this expression. This protocol was developed for CIDR development environment. It's Clojure development environment for Emacs. It's very cool, featureful, reliable, and I would say production ready. A lot of professional Clojure developers use it. The nREPL protocol is very simple. It has a few operations out of the box, and you can extend it with any arbitrary operation you want. So I work a lot on Geeks Codebase and other Scheme projects. So the experience I had previously with REPL was not satisfying. So I decided to just implement an REPL protocol. And first of all, I implemented an REPL server in Guile. I called it Guile RSRS, and used it with a generic nREPL client for Emacs. It worked. It had some rough edges, but overall it was okay. And after that, to add more features to make the implementation more complete, I wrote my own nREPL client for Emacs and called it Array. And I got almost complete Guile ID in 2 months. So RSRS is an REPL server implementation. Array is Emacs client which uses the same nREPL protocol. It utilizes assessment package for managing sessions, the association of buffers with nREPL connection. It has some roots The implementation has some roots in Gazer, Cider, Monroe, and RHEL. I took small snippets for some parts of functionality. I used the CAPF and XREF infrastructure for completion endpoint and cross-reference capabilities. And by the time of conference, I hope that README will be complete enough so you will be able to try it yourself. Let's see what is possible with it already. Let's connect to an REPL server. After that, you can evaluate the expression. And you see the std out and the result. Very nice, very convenient. You have different expression, you evaluate it, you get the value of the evaluation. You can run an infinite loop which prints to stdr and std out, and you see all necessary stuff. Very cool. But also you can interrupt the evaluation, which is very convenient if you accidentally run an infinite loop. Also, do you remember here we have a few more examples that we didn't try yet. For example, on usual REPL implementation, if I evaluate this expression, I get return value, I make a continuation and save it to this variable, and I try to call this evaluation and I get an exception. Because the environment in which this continuation was created was different, and it has redefined std out and stdr to capture it. But when I run it one more time, when I resume the continuation, the environment changed and it doesn't work. What happens in array? I define continuation, I save the continuation for the simple expression, and I resume the continuation with a new argument, and you can see at the top of the screen that it works perfectly fine. Also, with a usual REPL implementation, let's see what happens when we have process which reads from stdin. I evaluate the expression and nothing visible happens. I can try to type Ctrl-G, Ctrl-C, and after some time it will say user interrupt. What actually I expect in such a case? To have mini buffer which prompts me for the input. When I evaluate the same expression in the array, you see the prompt at the mini buffer, and here I can tell hello, I'm a message from mini buffer. Cool. And you will see that this message is printed to stdout and unspecified was returned as a result of this expression. Okay, let's make some fancy example with continuations. Continuations is very cool mechanism, which is not the topic of today's talk, but you can find a lot of interesting information in Scheme documentation or in related books, and I advise you to do it because it's really nice thing that actually applicable in many different programming languages. Here you can see the infinite loop which just prints values increasing one by one, and here we save a continuation on each iteration, and I can call the continuation and it will resume from the previous saved step. And you can see it resumed from the same step we interrupted it earlier, but we provided a new value for it. You can provide another value and it resumed from the same spot it was saved earlier. But I also can provide a read I value, and if I provide read I value, the infinite loop will read the input from stdin and will continue the evaluation with a different I provided in this input. So let's try to type some arbitrary value, and you see that the loop continued with this value. Very nice. And every time we could easily interrupt it. Okay, what most annoying thing that I had previously with the usual REPL implementation? That I have a quite nice Gix API where I can build packages, systems and other stuff. But if I evaluate this expression, I will get an error. Okay, I will get an error because I don't have an appropriate environment. But what I can do, I can connect to the remote REPL by creating a server with Gix REPL listen command and connecting to it with gazer connect command. And now I can evaluate this expression, right? Whoa. Okay. It actually doesn't matter for my example. I will explain how it doesn't work easily. This is a long running process which prints something, and it can take up to a few minutes. And for the whole few minutes, I don't see any results the same as with this infinite loop, which prints to std out, but I don't see anything interactively. And with array, I can run the evaluation of the same expression. And you will see instantly that STDR output is presented here in slightly yellowish color. And I can interrupt the evaluation if I don't want to to wait until it finished. And just after that, I can evaluate another value. So that's cool. And let's see one more thing. We have an infinite loop, and we have some completion here, and completion still works. Very nice. While the infinite loop is running. Okay. Actually, it took me around 2 months of full-time work funded by my own savings. And you can support and help to the project using Open Collective or by contributing on SourceHut. The future steps for the project includes an experimental workflow where you have a multiple simultaneous evaluation in different contexts. For example, you have fibers, you have goblins, you have some HTTP server or some other thing, and you want to run all of them independently in slightly isolated sessions, and you want to have ability to still interact with them. For example, if they require standard input or something else, you want to be able to provide it. You want to see the STDR and STD out of those long running processes and so on. The second thing is tree-sitter integration for better syntax highlighting, code navigation, and other features. And after that, probably we will do a full-fledged debugger so you can jump expressions one by one and see the results and see some intermediate values during the evaluation. And it's very possible because NREPL is very extensible protocol and you can implement whatever you want on top of it. I will answer two probably very frequent questions. Does it support other schema implementations? At the moment it doesn't. But the schema implementation is not restricted. You have a server which implemented in your language, and you have a client, in our case array, which communicates with this protocol. So if you implement an REPL server in a different language, it should work with already implemented array client. And is it possible to use the same functionality in other text editors, for example, in VS Code, Vim, whatever. Yes, it's possible, and the case is similar here. You have already implemented an REPL server, and you can write your own REPL client in different text editor, and it will work. I would like to thank authors and maintainers and contributors of Kyle, Gazer, Cider, Closure, and Emacs, and all other people who somehow related to the works to the work on those projects involved in this talk. And I hope the scheme programming will be enjoyable. If you want to contact me, join TropinRC channel at Libera chat, or drop me a message via email or Fediverse using Andrew at Tropin handle. And I will see you in a bit in QA session.